Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate all of your support with Crown Refs and the officiating community that we are building. I am here live Sunday. Going to put this episode out the same day I record it. We just had an ejection and had to call the game due to more verbal abuse towards the officials, derogatory statements, taunting, and threats from fans. So basically, we just ejected a coach. He refused to leave. Me and my partner walked off. Got some video footage of it that we'll be putting out soon. Then after the coach refused to leave and we were sitting down basically with a 1 minute forfeit time until the coach left, then we had a fan who came on the court just started yelling threats at me. So that's when I just game is over, everybody gotta go. My man Angel took care of business. Yeah, we're all good, man. Thank you for taking care of business. You did a great job, bro, and this is not an easy job for you. We have to. We have to, because this needs to be documented. If not, it's going to happen again and again. So even though that's a little difficult in that moment, me recording, it's going to help everyone. It's going to help the players, the fans, and we need to discard these people from the game.
I saw them. I didn't see the first one, but I seen the second one. The second second, I said it was deserved. I said, I seen what's happening. I said, you didn't try to leave. Mm-hmm. And even if you did leave, I didn't see you physically exit. I have a parent that's coming up from half court going crazy.
Going crazy.
You know, I'm like, yo, it's out of control.
It's out of control. And, then that's where you, that's why I say call the cops. But I know the business here doesn't want that happening. And this is a problem, again, in the industry. Just take me through what happened from your perspective. By the way, this is Angel. What's your last name?
Martinez.
Angel Martinez, who is a site supervisor for this AAU brand and does a great job, has been very supportive of the officials. I had to eject the coach, and Angel was on it immediately. He was watching the court when it happened, so it was a quick transition from me to you.
Quick transition, you handled it properly. You asked him politely. He wouldn't leave. Once he figured out the game might be ended, he left the basketball gym, but not the whole arena. Parent came up. After that, he comes back in the gym, starts going crazy, and you're still asking politely to leave. Me and you both exit together. We go upstairs. He keeps going at you. And you can see he's not even listening to me. He's just trying to go to you. And we're backing him up. We're backing him up. And he wouldn't leave you alone. Eventually, he leaves the arena. Once you say, what? I want to call the cops because you feel threatened. So that's when he wants
to
leave the arena.
And he took it somewhere else, of course.
That's what happened. And you did the right job because he looked like, you know, he was just coming straight for you the whole time.
Well, he has animosity towards me as a player. I know that's built up. I have zero animosity towards anyone, but there's a little bit of that. And, you know, we had an interaction earlier in the game where he came at me kind of strong. I ran over to him, gave him a good explanation, I thought, but he didn't like, of course. And then it was an immediate F-bomb personal comment. And then his assistant coach did not calm him down in that moment. And then we gave him another technical foul. And actually, I had a conversation with the assistant coach that I recorded in the post game. And we're going to let the Crown Refs podcast audience listen to that now. So enjoy this candid conversation for about 7 minutes with the assistant coach, who was very respectful. He came over with his baby. He has an infant that he's wearing. By the way, that's my favorite article of clothing, is to wear a baby. When I got to wear my baby when she was young. But no, so he's a well-minded guy, and he was with his son. So it was constructive, you know? It was constructive. So you guys enjoy that now, and thanks for listening to the Crown Refs podcast. Serve the game. Right, right. But at the same time, if a coach gets a technical foul for cursing at an official and then continues to yell onto the court after that, that's just going to be a back-to-back technical foul unless an assistant can calm him down in that moment, or unless he can gain control of his emotions and get back to the game. But he didn't do that. Unfortunately, he's got to go. When he refuses to leave the gym, the game is over. When he comes back into the gym, the officials walk off the court. Because too
he
many
came back. The game was canceled when he came back in.
He came back in twice, so I don't know which time you're referring to. You know?
Now we just... At the end of the day, hey, my opinion is that, hey, I know you're doing your job, trying to keep things safe. I just think that... I think he just quit. And that's just a personal thing. But we had two experiences with the same ending.
Okay. And again, you have your opinion and your philosophy on how I performed, and I have my own. And it's just, there's nothing that can be... There's no conclusion besides just being respectful to each other like we are. You know what I'm saying? But I want you to take this energy and go take the class so you can become a certified official. Because you have some good points, but I want you to apply that to actually help this game. Because this is a nightmare, what happened. This is terrible. Awful. You know?
Watch this. let's go back now.
Let's go.
I didn't curse at you.
No, you've been respectful.
When you what's it called?
What, you're talking about last game now?
My game?
Yeah.
I didn't curse at you.
That's okay. That's not the only criteria.
But I said, do your game.
Right.
That's what I said. I wasn't disrespectful.
Okay.
I said, do your game.
Would I ever tell you to do your job? Isn't that... That's a real entitled stance that I would have. You know why? Because I got to focus on my job. I can't tell you to do your job.
But watch this. In the heat of the battle, right? You're battling. I'm fighting for my kids.
This is excuse culture that you're about to drop on me. It's excuse language. But go ahead.
You saying excuse. And all I'm saying is that... I am being respectful, right?
Well, that's... I don't know. You told me... You shouted to do your job. Is that a respectful thing to say? Would you like... Like, Sergio, is that respectful to say? Do you think it is? You can think it is.
No, watch it. In the heat of the game, I'm not disrespecting. I'm saying do your job.
Okay.
I'm doing my job as coach. You tell me be quiet. My job is to speak.
Well, I didn't say be quiet, so don't put those words, because that sounds way worse than how I communicate.
Don't say another word.
Yeah, that was my last straw to coach. And this is basically me saying, please don't say another word because the game's going to be over, coach. Have some self-awareness in this moment. Get back to coaching.
Hey, now watch this. Here's what I want to say.
Please.
You're a very intelligent guy.
I appreciate that. Okay. So are you.
You're very intelligent. But now we're just getting, if I'm going to say it, semantics almost.
Well, not about the be... I didn't tell you to be quiet, so I just wanted to clarify that. But we can move past that.
But the whole thing is that... In the two experiences, in this one, I can justify what you did. I can justify. But looking back,
but
at
we
mine,
can't look back. Why are we gonna look back? We gotta look forward.
Just looking back and having a conversation.
Right.
Okay. We are moving forward.
Right.
But just we can walk away from something like this. Now me knowing, I know how you handle yourself. So if I see you as my head coach, don't curse. Okay. If we disagree, we still disagree. But we know that,
yeah, respectfully. Respectfully disagree.
That escalation point. But in that, him not knowing, but me knowing, I know that in a situation where I'm dealing with you, I know how to handle it. You know what I mean? But if someone doesn't in these situations, and the kid that is the head coach, he's young and hot-tempered. But he plays like that too.
I reffed him, and he's been hot-tempered with me as a player.
Okay.
I was just about to say, oh, he's starting to mature. Boy, I was wrong.
Like I said, it's just a conversation for us to just...
Sure, and we need these conversations. I'm happy to have them if it's respectful. Like, coach coming in at the gym after yelling and shouting at me, like, why is the game over? I'm not going to have a conversation with him there. I can talk with you here. Because you have a baby there. I mean, come on. I respect... You know, she's cute. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it gets back to, like, adults acting like this in front of kids.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's BS? Which part of it is most BS? Let's get down to the root of the issue. What do you think? And I'm happy to listen to you. Then it just becomes a safety issue now, you know? And now he's cursing, shouting, threatening me. Yeah. We're not going to ref in this environment. It's, you know?
And it should never come to that.
It does all the time.
I know.
Across America, not just here.
Across America. I said that to you earlier.
Yeah.
Across America, parents take it too far. And I'm passionate about the game. I love the game. I play the game.
I do too. I do too. I do too.
You know,
got you there. I do too. I do too. I do too. So if you're setting me up for, you know, well, this is why we act. Nope. I've been there. I've done that.
No. It's no reason for it.
Right.
We love the game. We gotta keep it prestige. We gotta hold it up. We gotta hold up the integrity. We can't say, I'm not gonna say it's a black thing, an urban thing. We gotta be respectful no matter where we go.
I don't talk or look at race, so, you know, that's the way I feel.
It's like this. What I see is, I do see race. You gotta see race, because where it's happening, with black minorities, Asian, because it was a black Asian, it was a white, but South, where you at in the South, all over America. I don't really see it, well, New York City, I see it sometimes. But at the end of the day...
It's just humans treating humans with respect. I think that's most important.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's why I'm trying to humanize officials, because we obviously don't get treated like humans. You saw the anger and hate and rage in that guy's eyes?
The parent.
Yeah.
That was out of control.
Out of control. But my point is, that's common. When was the last time you saw that? Probably a few weeks ago, maybe?
No, we don't see that often. We don't say that often.
You're not looking for that stuff because you guys are in the culture. You're used to it. You're used to that being normal.
But watch this. And here's what I actually want to do from now on. Parents are not going to be allowed to even come to the bench. Because when we call timeouts, parents walk over to the bench and listen to what we're saying.
Today that happened?
Yeah, that's what the parents came over.
Oh, yeah, they can't.
Had the huddle. They came over to the bench. They can't do that no more.
Yeah.
You know? But they put themselves in places that they should.
Right.
Either you're a fan or you're a coach or you're a player. Those are the only two. You can't be a parent and you're not a coach and then walk over to the bench.
Yeah.
Hey. But
thanks, Angel. Appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you talking to me. You too, man.
At the end of the day, whether we're right, wrong, it's all about us communicating and trying to take something away from it.
Well, what did you take away from this?
Hey, we got to get people that get it more under control, man.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Relationship and being better.
Being kind, right?
Hey, everyone's not kind, man.
I'm kind all the time.
Hey.
That's one of my...
You know what the sad part is? A lot of times, kind people get caught with a lot of money.
Well, it's okay. I'm going to stick.
Because of ignorant people. You can be kind and be in the wrong environment.
But anybody can be rude and be in the wrong environment. Absolutely. I know there's a strength in being kind to everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe in that.
And it's hard to do, though. And that's the strength.
Yep.
Stay blessed, man.
You too.
Be safe. Take care, bro. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Have so much more content like this with this deeper access to Crown Refs and just to officiating in general. Looking forward to sharing with you our brand new content library that we are building out. It is the Netflix for officials. We're calling it RefFlix, and it's under construction right now, but going to be ready to share it with you very soon. I'm thinking summer 21, and it's about to happen. Another news, Crown Refs news. We have our team store, which is now up, and we have Nike gear, Under Armour. We've partnered with BSN Sports, which is an apparel company that works with a lot of AAU organizations. So we have a team store up, some really cool Nike products, from sweatshirts, pants, t-shirts. Just to be transparent, I am not making any money off of, BSN does not cut me any checks. They give me two times a year, they give me free clothes, free gear. So essentially what you guys would be doing is buying me free gear. And wow, that would be so flattering. But hopefully you find something you like and go rock it at camp season or go into your game. Would really mean the world to me if you can help grow the brand. So I appreciate your support. Do me one last favor before you go. Have a great rest of your day. One more thing, the link to our team store is available in this episode description, or you can click the link in the bio of our Instagram account.